ជម្រាបសួរ She's supposed to be my translator. It means ni hao. It's a greeting in Khmer, Cambodian.
刚才他是用柬埔寨语跟大家说你好。
And it's been a year since I've been here.
我上次来离这已经今年有一年了。
And I wonder if you remember what we studied together when I was here last year.
我想你们记不记得我们上次一起学习了什么经文？
We took a quick look at how we live in this world that is really enamored by sins and immediate gratification.
我们上次有看到我们生活的世界是多么充满了罪恶和各种各样我们想要就要的东西。
And that this world is in true need of a savior, though the world doesn't admit that.
这个世界真的是需要一位真正的救主，但是这个世界就却不承认他需要一个救主。
And we who sit here together this morning with the Church of God all around the world and all around time from 1st century, 2nd century, 5th, 1,000 years ago, they all join us, God's one universal church. We know who the Savior is.
我们今天在一起这里敬拜，跟世界上各种各个教会在一起来敬拜，从五十第一世纪、第二世纪几千年来的教会，我们一起来敬拜。我们知道我们真正的救主是谁。
Praise God for His mercy.
赞美神，因他神的怜悯而赞美神。
And I really love the song that you sung to the Lord this morning.
我很喜欢你们今天早上所选的诗歌。
It said, though sin aboundeth in our heart,
他说，即使我们的心充满了罪恶，充满了罪，
His grace abounds even more.
His 他的怜悯却是更多。
And the first song we sang about, we love to sing a song.
我们唱第一首歌，我们特别爱唱一首。
Of the old, old story.
唱一首很古旧的歌。
But I don't know about you. For me, it's a new story.
我不知道对你们来说是如何，但是对我来说，这是一个新的故事。
It's an old story in that God before time chose to know our name, know that we rebel against Him, and still created this universe at the price of His only Son.
古旧的故事是在神还知道他已经预知到我们要对他不顺服，对他的叛逆，但是神还是选择创造了这个世界，创造了我们，并且这个创造是用他的唯一的独生和爱子的代价付出来的。
But it's a new story for me as it's applied to me today.
但是对我来说，我怎么应用它却是一个新的故事。
As it applied to me fresh when I worship God.
当我敬拜神的时候，这对我来说每次都是一个新的故事。
As it applied to me fresh when the wind and the wave, the storm of the world gets me down.
对我来说，当世界各种各样的风暴来临要把我推倒的时候，这个对我来说也是一个新的故事。
It applied to me fresh when my sinful flesh that Apostle Paul talks about gets the best of me.
对我来说，当我内心的罪把我捆绑的时候，这对我也是个新的故事。
It applied to me fresh because I'm so amazed at how He's so gracious to wake me up from my sin.
我也每次思想到神当我在最终的时候，神把我清醒，把我拯救出来。
To love me once again when I'm so unlovable.
即使我如何不值得爱，他还是如此的爱我。
Do you know what I'm talking about?
知道我在说什么吗？
Amen. There's no word that can describe it. It is a new story.
Amen. 我真的是不知道用什么语言来表达最好，但是对我来说真的是个新的故事，这一切。
And this morning we'll look at a piece of that story together.
今天我们会在一起看这个故事的一部分。
But before we dig into the word, just share how I got here.
当我们在我真正来讲经以前，我想跟大家分享一下我是怎么来的。
First of all, I need your prayer.
首先我需要你们的祷告。
I'm very disoriented. I just got back from Asia.
我现在脑里有点混乱，因为我刚刚从亚洲回来。
My stomach feels queasy.
我的胃有点不太舒服。
My head feels under the sea.
我的头好像是盖在水里一样的。
So I need your prayer.
请大家为我祷告。
And I was asked to come and share God's word, and later on at the Sunday school, share about God's church in Cambodia.
他们请求我跟大家分享神的话，也请求我跟大家分享柬埔寨教会的事工。
And I was in Cambodia for about 4 weeks.
我在柬埔寨待了四个星期。
And one of my main purpose there was to do a pastor summit.
我在那里最主要的工作是做一个牧师的聚会。
It's a summit of the pastor who went through pastoral training, 2-year program, and we have four graduating class already.
这个聚会是是通过这个牧师训练班的一个聚会，然后有两 2-year program.
Yes.
这是一个这个牧师的训练是一个两年的培训。
And we are in our fourth class, fourth generation.
Okay, 我们已经有这个我们的这个训练班已经有四个班毕业了，现在是第四个班。
And so there are 4 group of students who have been studying through this program.
Okay, 有大概四个四班学生在学习，通过这个。
And the students are we try to select just 12 per group for 2 years, 12 pastors.
Okay, 每一班学生我们选择十二个牧师来参加这个牧师领会。
And we had a summit to invite the alumni to come back. And these are some headshot of them.
我们的这个牧师的聚会是邀请一些已经毕业了的牧师来参加，是他们的照片。
They represent almost 10 years of mission work.
这张照片里的牧师代表十年的传道工作。
Of researching and then of actually doing the program.
很多研究和这个培训的工作。
They come from Cambodia has 23 provinces. Province is like a state here, but it's a smaller, 23 province.
柬埔寨有23个省。
And they come from different provinces all over Cambodia.
这些牧师是从柬埔寨所有各种各样不同的州而来的。
And they would have at least 12 years of pastoral experience to be admitted to study.
他们能够来到这个牧师领会，必须要通过有十二年的牧会的经历。
And so I was supposed to share and remind them what was the outcome of this training.
我在这牧师领会，我应该是要给他们分享，也提醒他们这个领会的目的是什么，结果是什么。
And obviously, they ought to know God's word more.
当然，他们需要更多学习和认识神的话。
They would grow to be more like Christ as a leader.
他们应该成长，更加像耶稣。
And like Christ as a leader, Apostle Paul talks about. Talking to Timothy, that he should be able to pass his faith on to reliable men who can pass it on to others. As a Christ-like leader, Apostle Paul shared to Timothy that he should be able to teach, pass on the faith to reliable men who can pass it on to others.
Okay, 就像保罗当初是一个像基督的带领人一样，他教提摩太如何把他的信心传达给下一代可靠的教会的领导人。
So it's not passing on to someone who does not know how to pass it on to others.
所以不是把信心传讲给一个不知道继续把这个信心如何传扬下去的一个人。
So in other words, you have disciples who can make other disciples.
所以另一个说法就是你要训练门徒，这些门徒要懂得再去训练更多和别的门徒。
And really, not just who can make other disciples, but then you release that disciple to plant new churches.
不仅只是他懂得如何训练别的门徒，你也训练他，让他有一天可以出去，可以开始新的教会。
So this training program is really a church multiplication movement.
所以我带领了这个培训的班，就是怎么样开始更多新的教会。
But looking at the outcome we want from it,
当我们看到我们最终对这个培训班最终的目的和期待的结果，
planning more churches, producing more leaders who can produce other leaders,
开始更多新的教会，带领训练更多的领导人。 教会的领导人也，他们也可以带领更多的领导人。
And requiring that the pastor himself know Christ is Christ-like.
这需要每一个牧师他们真正认识耶稣，也真正过一个像耶稣一样的生活。
All of that outcome really based on one really important core.
这所有我们期待的结果是有个最重要的一个因素。
And that core is that person not only grow in the knowledge of God, but in a love relationship with God.
这个最重要的因素就是这个人不仅仅在耶稣的话里有成长，他们跟耶稣的关系也有成长。
And I believe that is not only for the leader, but it's also for us.
我想这个重要因素不仅仅只是对一个教会的领导人是如此，对我们每一个人也是如此。I
believe that is the core of the fruit of your life.
我想这个因素也是最重要的，在你生活中是否能够活出神的话，结出果子来。And
that core is your love relationship with Jesus.
这个也是你跟神的关系之中最重要的一个因素。
And I wonder if we take a look at our own love relationship with Jesus, how would we feel? What grade do we give ourselves?
我想当你看到，当你自己审查你自己跟神之间的关系的时候，你会给自己打多少分呢？
But praise God, the grade doesn't improve only on our own strength.
但是感谢神，这个分数不仅只是靠我们自己。
But we can cry out to Jesus, and He's the one who helps us.
但是我们可以向神呼求，他可以帮助我们。
So this morning we read the text from Exodus chapter 32, verse 30 to 33, verse 18.
所以今天早上我们读了出埃及记32章30节到33章18节。
It's actually one of the most incredible moments in God's revelation in the Bible.
这其实真的是一个神启示的话，在圣经里面神启示的话最重要的一个时刻。
So would you join with me and humbly ask our Lord to open our eyes and our heart and to really receive His word?
请你跟我一起请求神帮助我们来听他的话。
Father,
天父,
thank you for your love.
我们为你的爱感谢你。
Thank you for your faithfulness to your people.
感谢你对我们的信实。
Thank you that you love us, though you know us through and through.
感谢你认识我们，你真的是完完全全的认识我们。
Thank you that you are able to help us.
感谢你，你可以帮助我们。
Father,
天父,
we pray that you will give us ears to hear,
请你给我们能听见的耳朵,
hearts that are open to you,
敞开的心,
may your words rest deep in our heart,
请你的话真正深到我们的心里面去,
and live in our lives,
并且在我们生命中活出来。
Lord, by your mercy, we ask these things.
天父, 靠着你的怜悯, 我们来祈求这些。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, in our text, let's review our text.
我们复习一下我们读的经文。
Moses just told his people that they made a big sin against God.
摩西刚刚对这些人民说，他们在神面前犯了大罪。
Moses is leading a lot of people out. They escaped from Egypt.
摩西带领很多人从埃及逃出来。
Actually, escape isn't really the right word.
逃跑不是很好的。
They were delivered from Egypt.
他们是从埃及拯救出来的。
They didn't really run for cover.
他们不是逃跑出来的。
By God's power, the enemy, if you read in Exodus, I believe, a couple of verses before,
靠着神的大能，他们是在几章以前。
Around chapter 10, chapter 12,
第十章，十二章,
and then chapter 15,
十五章,
around that area, we see that God's people, the Israelite, the Hebrew, was delivered out of the hand of Egypt, but Egypt was floating dead in the Red Sea.
我们看到在这几章以前，我们看到。 以色列人是从埃及人的手中被拯救出来，而且埃及人在很多人在红海被淹死了。Chapter
14, verse 30.
14章30节。
So Moses has these victorious people he's leading.
摩西带领的这一些真的是打了胜仗的以色列人。
Victorious because of God.
他们打了胜仗的原因是因为神的帮助。
And they made a big sin against that God.
但是他们就马上犯了大罪。
What sin did they do?
他们犯了什么罪呢?
They made a golden calf.
他们造了一个金牛犊。
Why did they make a golden calf?
他们为什么要造个金牛犊呢?
Because they want the presence of God for their own needs.
因为他们想要神的同在，为了他们自己的需要。
Moses was gone up the mountain to be with God.
摩西到山顶上去与神同在。
They feel very insecure by themselves.
觉得很没有安全感，因为摩西不在。
They were used to that Egyptian culture.
他们还是被埃及人的文化影响很深。
They did the best honest calculation.
他们做了一个很实在的打算。
And with great sacrifice, they pulled their gold together.
他们牺牲了很多自己的金银首饰。
Made this big golden calf.
做了这个很大的金牛犊。
How wrong is that?
这是多大的错误呢?
What's so wrong about that?
这是怎么错呢?
Well, it's so wrong that God sent a plague to judge them.
这个错误很大，以致神。
It was so wrong that God commanded Moses for them to take a stand, either for the God of Moses or for the golden calf.
这个错误很大, 以致神叫摩西和以色列人, 做一个选择, 你要么就跟我, 要么就不跟随神。
It was so wrong that the thickness of blood of a relative was divided. They were divided by that command from God to take a stand. Either you're for the golden calf or you're for the God who created the heaven and earth.
这个错误很大, 以至于他们的兄弟之间, 亲人之间, 也真的是要做一个选择, 要么你选择跟随神, 要么选择跟随,
and ultimately, it's so wrong that God said to Moses that he will send them off to where he promised, but he would not go.
以至于最后神, 还对摩西说, 他要把以色列人打发出去, 但是神却不会跟他们上去。
It is so wrong that God said if he were to go, he would have to kill them.
这个错误极大, 神说, 以至于神说, 如果神要与他们在一起, 同去埃及, 同去迦南地的话, 神要把他们击杀了。
By this time, we feel like we are a bit far away from understanding why God feels so passionate about judging them for this sin.
现在我们觉得有时候有点困惑, 为什么神把这个罪看得如此重要, 要用如此的, 如此严厉的方法来,
Our world will look at that and say, that's kind of barbaric.
我们今天的世界会看这些, 这个故事, 觉得, 这个是不是太野蛮了吧, 这样做法。
And we feel a little bit distant from understanding the heart of God, why is he doing this?
我们有时候也不是很理解, 为什么很理解神的心, 为什么神要如此做?
But by God's mercy, may we understand deeply the righteousness of God.
但是求神的, 怜悯帮助我们, 让我们真的是, 真正的从心里明白神的公义是如何,
the wisdom of God.
神的智慧是如何?
You see, we take sin very lightly.
你看我们今天的世界, 我们觉得罪, 不是那么大一个问题。
We even say sin doesn't exist.
我们经常也说, 其实没有罪。
We sweep sin under the rug.
我们把罪扫在地毯下面。
And yet we want a perfect world.
但是我们还是期望,
And yet we want a peaceful world.
但是我们还是期望一个完美而且和平的世界。
We think we can build a perfect world, a peaceful world, over the dumpster of sin.
我们 觉得我们可以在这个, 罪的垃圾堆上建立一个, 和平,
we live in a foolish world.
We think that
we can deny sin and it will go away.
我想我们觉得我们可以否认否定罪, 我们就可以,
and it doesn't have any consequence, any ramification in our world.
我们觉得罪在我们的世界上没有任何的结果。
But throughout history, that has been proven false.
但是在整个历史来说, 这是错误的。
Sin comes back to bite us.
罪总是会回来咬我们一口。
Sin hurts us physically and emotionally.
罪, 伤害我们, 不仅是精神上的, 还有身体上的。
And God is not like us.
神不像我们。
He considers sin thoroughly.
他真正把信, 他真正把罪好好的考虑,
and here is a people who was saved miraculously to come and worship God. And here is a people who was saved miraculously to come and worship God.
这些以色列人是通过, 神的大能被拯救出来, 而且目的是要来, 敬拜神。
And is God was supposed to compromise to redefine the definition of sin for them?
那是不是神要为他们的做的这些罪而让步呢?
No, they are really in trouble.
不是, 神, 他们这些以色列人真正的犯了大罪。
Now we live in 2010.
我们今天生活在2010年。
We have hope.
我们有盼望。
Because though we know they're really in trouble,
我们, 即使我们知道这些以色列人, 犯了大错误,
we know that there is such a Savior who can come to their aid.
我们知道有一个, 大的救主可以帮助他们。
But back 4,000 or 5,000 years before,
但是这么几千年前，当时以色列人
，God's revelation has only come to this point。
那是神的拯救和整个拯救的没有还没有完全的实现。
They don't have the full revelation yet, like we do。
他们还没有完全的整个的啊、神的啊、
And like them, if we didn't have Jesus, if we didn't know about Jesus, we would have no hope。
就像他们当时那样子，如果我们不知道有耶稣的话，我们真的是没有盼望。
So Moses even later on offered to have God blot his name out of the book of life on their behalf。
即使摩西也真的是请求神，为了以色列人的缘故，求神把他的名字从生命册上涂抹掉。
But the Lord answered him that he doesn't qualify。
但是神对摩西说，你还不够格呢。
So what's so bad about a God of gold？
那这个金神像到底有什么那么大的错呢？
Their whole purpose was to come out and know God.
以色列人整个的目的就是为了出埃及来认识神。
Come out of slavery, come out of Egypt, come and be a people of God.
从奴隶从埃及中出来，来成为神的子民。
And instead of knowing this God, they know the golden calf.
但是他们却不认识神，他们却认识了这个金神像。
Think about it.Think about if our children would make for themselves a golden calf.
想一想吧，如果像想想，如果我们的孩今天的孩子为他们自己造一个金神像
，and they start bowing to it and say, "Mommy, I love you."
他们开始对这金神像下拜，说妈妈我爱你。
And say, "Daddy, thank you for protecting me."
对神像说爸爸感谢你保护我。
How you feel?
你会怎么想呢
？On a human level, you'd be very confused.
就在一个人来说，你也会觉得这个很不对。
You'd be very worried.
你会很担心。
And if you were like me,
如果你像我一样呢
？Sinful,
充满了罪。
I take my hand and I say, "Dumb kid."
我会把我的手举起，打他一板，说这傻孩子。
Think about it, how offensive it is to God.
你想想，这个就是对神来说，这是一个多么大的罪。
We're human. But He's God who made the whole universe.
我们是人，但是他是一个创造。
He's the Alpha and the Omega.
他是创造宇宙万物的神，他是最先的也是最后的。
He's the Holy One.
他是圣洁的。
He's the Almighty.
他是大能的。
Host of hosts.
他是全能的主。
Much more than a father or mother.
仅仅一个母亲的父亲，
多
更多了。
And not only misplacing God's characters and His understanding on that calf, but they also would be very foolish. What protection can this calf give them?
他们把神该得的荣耀和敬拜放到这个。金牛犊身上，而且他们也很愚笨，因为他们觉得这金神像可以保护他们。
This kid is in trouble in life.
这样的一个孩子真的是会有问题。
Going around in life thinking that golden calf is mom and dad.
成长想着这个金牛犊是他的爸爸妈妈。
Not only is it offensive to God, but it's dangerous for the kid.
不仅仅这个对神是很大的冒犯，对这个孩子来说也是个很危险的事情。
That's just to say that they committed a grave sin against God.
我想我们可以说以色列人真的是在神面前犯了大罪。
And so God told Moses that he will allow them to go as he promised to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to the promised land. But God's not going to go with them.
所以神对摩西说他会让以色列人到他当初应许给亚伯拉罕、以色和雅各的应许之地去，但是神却不亲自与他们同去。
Some people say the God of the Old Testament is an angry God, and the God of the New Testament is a loving God.
有些人说旧约的神是一个发怒的神，新约的神是一个慈爱的神。
One of the most amazing words in the Old Testament for me is Exodus. 14:30.
对我来说，最影响最大的一句话就是《出埃及记》14:30.
14:30. Maybe we could read that together.
14:30.
That day.
14:30. 这样。
The Lord saved Israel from the hands of the Egyptians.
耶和华就在那一天把以色列人从埃及人的手拯救了出来。
Israel saw the Egyptians lying dead on the shore.
以色列人看见埃及人都死在海边。
One of the most amazing verses for me in the Old Testament is that verse.
对我来说，很奇妙的一句话，在圣经里是那一句话。
Because who should be laying dead on that shore?
因为你想想，那该在海里死的那些人到底是谁呢？
How much better is Egypt? I mean, is Israel over Egypt?
当时以色列人比埃及人强多少呢？
How much better? Look at them worshiping the golden calf.
他们敬拜金牛犊又有多强呢？
How much better am I against those who don't believe in Jesus?
我与那些不信耶稣的人相比，我又有多好呢？
I love to tell the story.
我特别爱讲这个故事。
That old story.
那个老旧的故事。
Isn't that God unbelievable grace?
这些难道不是依靠着神，神的慈爱吗？怜悯吗？
He is the same God.
他是同样的神。
He is a compassionate God.
他是慈爱的神。
For those who know His name.
对，他的慈爱是给那些认识他的人。
And here in chapter 33.
在30章。
God said, "I'm not going with you."
在33章，神说：“我不会跟你们同去了。”
Because if I go, I might destroy you.
因为我去了的话，我可能会把你们击杀了。
And we can say, "Wow, what an angry God!"
我们可以说：“哎，这神真是又发脾气了。”
But I say it is like the New Testament in 2 Peter when God said, "I don't desire even one soul to go to hell."
但是我们可以说，这是同样一个神，就像在彼得后书说，神说：“我不希望一个。”一个灵魂被沉沦。
If God desired to kill, nothing can stop him. If God desired to bring judgment day today, nothing can stop him.
如果神要击杀，如果神今天就要审判我们，
什么都
不可以停止他。
But God say, "Go. I'm not going with you because if I go, I might kill you."
但是神却没有击杀他们，神却说：“你们自己去吧，以免我击杀你们。”
And what I hear from that is grace.
那我从这句话听出来的，我是听到了神的怜悯。
What I hear from that is perseverance.
我是听到神的坚持和忍耐。
God of the Old Testament is unbelievably gracious.
其实旧约的神是一个非常非常怜悯的神。
When Adam and Eve should have just end right there.
当亚当和夏娃当犯罪的那天就应该结束他们的生命的时候。
He comes to them.
他神却来了。
And when he comes to them, they're in hiding.
但神来找他们的时候，他们却藏起来了。
And when they're in hiding, he looks for them.
当他们藏起来的时候，神还却寻找他们。
He calls for them.
神呼叫他们。
Not that he doesn't know where they are.
并不是说因为神不知道他们藏到哪了。
But that they might come.
但是神呼叫他们，因为希望他们会自己来。
But that they might repent.
让他们可以来到神面前悔改。
That they might turn away from them.From their shame,
让他们可以从神面前，
从他们的罪悔改，
从他们的罪悔改来寻求神。
And when God exposed them,
当神把他们的罪显明出来的时候
，He covered their shame for them.
神把他们又帮助把他们的羞耻掩盖起来。
He made a great promise to them.
他还是应许了他们
that their enemy will be destroyed.
他们的敌人会被消灭。
By that one particular seed from the woman.
通过那女人来的种子。
At the price of his heel being bitten.
代价是他的后脚
gracious,
后脚跟要被蛇咬。
What a gracious God.
这是一个多么怜悯的神啊。
In the midst of all the fire and thunder,
在这些火和雷轰之内，
It's God's grace that holds us in safety.
是神的怜悯把我们保护起来。
It's God's grace that's been protecting God's people.
一直是神的怜悯。
Not only from the destructions of the world, but from the just destructions of judgment from God.
神的怜悯一直保护着他的子民，不仅仅只是从这个世界的罪，也是从神那一天的审判的来临。
And that God who does not enjoy sin does not just wing at his people and say, "I protect you from sin." He paid for it.
这个神是怜悯的神，他不仅仅只是把自己的翅膀盖住他的子民，他是说我要为你们的罪付代价。
And so right here he said, "Go, I'm not going with you."
所以现在他这里说你们去吧，但是我却不与你们同去。
Let's read together in verse 2.
我们一起读第二节吧。
I will send an angel before you and drive out the Canaanite, Amorite, Hittite, Jebusite. Let me just ask you to read in Chinese, verse 2 and verse 3.
我要差派使者在你前面，我要把迦南人、亚摩利人、赫人、以利洗人、西魏人、耶布斯人赶出去，你们要上那流奶与蜜的地方去，我不与你们一同上去，因为你们是应着景象的人民，免得我在路上把你们消灭。
So what is God saying here?
那神在这里是说什么呢？
God saying to Moses that I'm gonna go, you can lead the people.
神对摩西说我走了，你带这些以色列人去吧。
And I will provide protection.
但是我会给你们
I'm not going.
但是我会给保护你们，但是我却不与你们亲自同去。
But I promise you, you'll get to the promised land.
但是我应许你，你们一定会到你们的应许之地去。
And if you look carefully, what is God promising Moses?
如果你仔细看看神对摩西的应许是什么呢？
How many nations that he will drive out, his people will drive out.
他应许摩西，他要赶出多少个多少种人呢
？Amorite, Hittite, Perizzite, Hivite, Jebusite, many many nations.
这些迦南人，所有亚摩利人、赫人、以利洗人、西魏人和耶布斯人，很多很多的国家都要被赶出去。
China has worked very hard for the past 50 years.
中国在过去五十年，做很。
Wanting to be a superpower nation.
Okay, 中国在过去五十年，很努力的做一个超级强国。
Here, Moses has it easy.
在这，摩西太容易了。
Go lead these people. You will be a superpower nation.
去吧，把这些人民带领出去，你会成为一个超级强国。
Not only that. You will get there to the land flowing with milk and honey.
不仅如此，你会到一个流奶与蜜之地的地方去。
And so he won't get there, and it'll be all muddy with this creamy white mud with some honey in it and all sweet mud.
他不会到一个只是有泥土坑坑洼洼的地方，他会到一个真的是美好流奶与蜜的地方去。
It's a phrase. You can't translate hot dog literally, right? It's a sandwich. So here it's a phrase. It means you will go into a land that will bear you much fruit. You're going to go into a land that has so much resources, that so much wealth.
你会到一个真的是可以结非常很多很好的果子的地方去，会有多么很好的很多的财富给你们。
So what is God saying to Moses?
那神对摩西是说什么呢？
Power, wealth, a nation, guarantee.
神对摩西说，权力、财富、国家，神已经对他保证了。
What kind of worshiper God desire?
神期望一个什么样的敬拜者呢？
What kind of people really belong to God?
什么样的人才是真正属于神的人呢？
Here Moses has a great moment.
现在摩西有一个很重要的时刻。
And God add on top of that list, that good list. Let me ask us, how many of us would love that list?
神给摩西列了一个清单。
How many of us would want that power?
我们多少人要想要权力、财富？
How many of us would want that degree, that prestige, that position?
我们有多少人喜欢要那个学位、地位
？How many of us would want that house, that swimming pool,
那个房子
？That bank account, that SUV,
游泳池、车
？That shoe,
那双鞋
？That necklace,
那双那个项链。
What is God promising Moses?
神对摩西应许了什么呢？答应了什么呢？
As I share this, I had a warning to the pastor in Cambodia.
当我分享这个时候，我对一个柬埔寨的牧师警告了一下。
How many of us serve God for exactly what God promised to Moses?
我们多少人侍奉神是为了神应许摩西的这些事情来侍奉他。
How many of us serve God because of that support from the missionary?
我们多少人侍奉神是为了那支持传道者的那些支持侍奉他。
How many of us, when in the quiet time, in the quiet moment, when no one's looking in our office, we don't really care about the work of God. We just want the time to pass.
多少时候我们多少人在静坐安静的时候，我们对神的话、对神的事工并不很热心，我们只是消磨时间。
Thinking about how to improve our position, how to provide for our family, how to account for the business on the side that we have.
我们很经常花很多时间来想，我们怎么样可以下一步的升迁，怎么样给我们的家庭所有的需要的东西带从给我们家庭所需要的东西。
I ask this great warning not just for them but for me.
我的这个警告不仅是给他们，也是给我自己。
How many of us are serving God and not knowing God?
我们多少人是在侍奉神，但是却不真正认识神？
And on top of this nice list, God add one more thing.
但是在这么长一个很好看起来很好的清单上，神就加了一样东西。
Power, wealth,
权力、财富。
You'll be the leader.
你可以做这个领导人，你可以做这个整个大国的领导人。
And I won't go with you.
而且我不会跟你一起去。
On top of that list.You know what? You won't have to be accountable to me.
不仅所以这个单的最上面一点就是你不需要对我负责。
You won't have to worry. Open your office door and or knock your office door and say what's going on.
你不需要担心我会敲你的办公室门口问你干的怎么样了。
You won't have to worry about my presence.
你不需要担心我在那里。
How many of us are actually living our life?Our love relationship with God, our worship for God, our walk with God in this way.
我们多少人是这样子的生活和敬拜神，是如此来敬拜神的。
Think about it, it's a great moment for Moses.
想一想，这个对摩西来说是个很重要的时刻。
Think about who's Moses?
想想摩西是谁呢？
Moses.Was a Hebrew who became a prince of Egypt.
摩西是一个希伯来人，成为了埃及人的王子。
Moses grew up when he was an adult, when he's 40 years old, and he walked through his nation, and he realized his people.
摩西长大了到40岁的时候，他到他的国家的人那里去，看到了他的人民。
They were enslaved.
看到他的人民是。做奴隶。
He wanted to free them.
他想解放他们。
Moses had a care for his own people.
摩西要照顾自己的子民。
And he even killed an Egyptian.
他为此打死了一个,
Remember Exodus chapter 2, that's when it happened there.
出埃及记第二章是讲了这个故事。
And this Moses did this thinking the people now will follow him.
摩西做了这些事情, 所以他想,
so, so when he saw them fighting each other, he told them stop it.
所以他看到两个希伯来人在打架,
and the Hebrew rejected Moses. Who made you Lord over us?
但是那些希伯来人却拒绝他, 他说你是谁呢?
And Moses was scared.
摩西就怕了。
And Pharaoh heard about this.
法老听到这件事情,
he ran away.
所以摩西就跑了。
Moses went to the desert.
他跑到沙漠那里去。
Right? From the land of Egypt, flowing with milk and honey, all of the rich and wealth position, he's in a desolate place.
从埃及那流奶与蜜之地，他拥有的权力和财富，他离开那些，他跑到一个
沙漠里去。Does he miss the power?
他是不是很想念那些权力呢?
Does he miss the comfort?
他是不是很想念当初舒适的生活呢?
And 40 years later, God showed up to him.
那40年之后，神又向他显现。
I want to use you to feed those people you love.
我神对摩西说，我要用你来拯救这些以色列人。
Not me, I'm fed up with them.
那是摩西说，不要派我去，我受够了。
I will use you.
但神说，我要用你。 神说，我要用你。
I will lead you. I will protect you.
我要带领你。
And Moses saw all of that. Saw God's protection, saw the miracle, how God freed them out of Egypt.
摩西看到这一切,他看到神的所奇妙的大事来拯救以色列人。
And at this moment, this great moment, it was so easy for Moses to say, okay, God, I'll faithfully serve you.
所以在这一刻,摩西可以很容易地说,好吧,神,那我有信心地来侍奉你。
But instead, Moses said no.
但是摩西说不要。
What did he do in verse 7? He went to the tent of meeting.
他干了什么呢? 像第七节, 他到那个会幕那里去。
In other words, he seek God's presence.
他其实真正需要寻求的是神的同在。
And then in verse 13, he said to God,
13节他说,
God, if you're pleased with me,
神啊,如果我在你面前蒙恩的话,
teach me your way.
请你把你的道路指示给我,
so that I may know you.
所以我可以认识你,
and continue to find favor with you.
而且继续可以在你面前蒙恩。
What's Moses saying?
摩西在说什么呢?
God, teach me that I may know you.
神,请你指示我,让我可以认识你。
This is Moses who saw God in the burning bush.
这是在当初在那个烧火的树。
This is Moses who saw God turn his staff into snake.
这是看到神把,
This is Moses who saw the river turn into blood.
这是看到神把棍子变成蛇,把河变成血的摩西。
This is Moses who saw the death angel that God sent out over Egypt.
这是看到神把死的天使降下来了。
This is Moses who saw God kept the Israelite with light, but the Egyptian in darkness.
这是看到神把亮光赐给以色列人, 却把黑暗。
This is Moses who meet God in the tent talking as though talking face to face.
这是看到神把亮光赐给以色列人, 却把埃及人放在黑暗里的摩西，也是在会幕里跟神面对面说话的摩西。
What does Moses mean? Teach me your way that I may know you.
那摩西为什么还说，请你把你的道路指示给我，让我认识你呢？
Did it mean Moses didn't know God?
难道这个是说摩西以前不认识神吗？
They say that the island of knowledge has a shore of ignorance.
他们说，有人说那个知识的小岛的海滩却是无知。
And as you go get older, you get more knowledge.
那你越来越年纪越大的时候，你的知识越来越多。
Your sheer ignorance gets bigger.
但是当你知识越多的时候，你那个无知的海滩也就越来越大。
So that's why young people they're so arrogant.
所以年轻人为什么会那么骄傲呢
？They think they know a lot.
他们觉得自己懂得很多。
Because their sheer ignorance is small.
因为他们无知的海滩很小。
And as you get older, we tend to be more quiet.
当我们年纪大的时候，我们就越来越安静了。
Because we realize we know there's a lot we don't know. The our sheer ignorance is so big.
因为当我们年纪大，我们就看到我们自己那无知的海滩越来越大了。
See, Moses could have took it and go and live out his heart 40 years ago in Egypt, desiring superpower, desiring wealth, desiring leadership. He could have taken it, and God said, "I won't go. I won't check on you. I won't bother you." He could have taken that.
所以摩西可以当时就答应因为他如果跟随他以前40多年前想要的那些权力和财富的时候，他可以就带领以色列人去应许之地，却不需要神的同在。
But Moses said, "I want to know you, God."
但是摩西却说，我真正想要的是要认识你。
I mean, we experience that, don't we?
我们有没有这样的经历呢
？We experience that when we experience God's grace, right?
我们当我们经历神的恩典的时候，我们就有这样的经历，对吧
？God, how can you forgive me?
神，你怎么可以原谅我呢？饶恕我呢
？God, what are you like to love me this much?
神，你到底为什么如此爱我呢？
Moses wants to know God.
摩西想要更多的认识神。
But if you look at more of his answer, you realize he didn't just want to know God in his head.
但是当你看更多的时候，摩西不仅只是想在他的脑子里更多认识神。
It's not just intellect.
不只是知识。
He wants to know God. He wants his people to say, "Remember, this nation is your people."
他也想要他的以色列民族更多的认识神，因为他说这是你的子民。
He wants God's name to be lifted high by this nation. He wants God's name to be honored by this nation.
他想要神的名，他想以色列人，荣耀神的名。
And you look at verse 16 at the end, it says, "What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth?"
16.
Yeah. At the end.
Okay.人在什么事上可以知道我与你的子民在你面前蒙恩呢？不是因为你与我们同去，使你的人民和地上的人有分别吗
？I wonder what is the joy in our life that identify us.
我想知道我们生命中有什么样的喜乐把我们分别出来呢
？I wonder what is the joy that distinguishes from the people on the face of the earth.
我们生命中有什么样把我们跟别的世上别的人分别出来呢
？I wonder if it's our power, our degree.
是我们所拥有的权利。
I wonder if it is our wealth, the car we drive, the house we live in, the region, the area code that we have.
是我们所开的车吗？我们所住的房子吗？和我们所住的地区吗
？I wonder if it is our love relationship with God.
或者还是我们与神这个爱的关系
？I want to know you, Lord.
我想更认识你。
I wonder if it's because we know God.
是不是因为我们认识神，把我们分别
出来了 ？And we're growing in that knowledge of God.
而且让我们更多的来认识他。
I wonder if it's because we say we join with the thousands from thousands of years who know you.
是不是因为我们跟以前几千年来所有信徒在一起来认识他呢
？I wonder if that knowledge of God gives us joy.
我想这个认识是。那神的，我们认识神，是不是给我们带来喜乐
？Where is this love for God, this joy for God coming from in Moses？
在摩西对神的爱和喜乐是从哪里来的呢
？I just want to say to us who have been walking with God for a long time。
我想对我们当中，跟随神很长一段时间的人说。
Proverbs 4:23 tell us.
戒言第四章23节
To watch our heart.
保护我们的心。
Because life starts with our heart.
因为生命是从心开始的。
It starts in our heart.
从心开始。
Our heart is the wellspring of life.
我们的心是生命的源头。
I wonder if it's power, wealth, or is it love relationship with God as in our heart?
是权力和财富是我们生命的源头吗？还是我们与神的一个关系是我们的源头？
I also want to say John 15:5.
我也想说约翰福音15:5.
God say, remain in me and you'll bear much fruit.
耶稣说神说在我里面你就会结很多果子。
I wonder if we go to God and say, I need you.
我想当我们到神面前来说我需要你的时候。
Yesterday, I was with a young man from our church.
昨天我在跟我们教会里的年轻人在一起。
And he told me, you know, Pastor, I was at a conference when you were gone.
他跟我说他说当你不在的时候我去参加了一个会。
And I found myself listening to the speaker.
然后我当在会上我听了一个讲员。
I found myself saying to myself.
我就对我自己说。
Look at you. You're sitting here listening to this. You're coming to church. Snap out of it.
我就对我自己说，看看你自己吧。你在这里坐在这里听这个讲员说话，你醒过来吧。
He realized. He asked me.Pastor, I wonder if I'm a real Christian.
所以他问我，他说我想问我自己，我是不是一个真正的基督徒呢？
I remind him a real Christian isn't someone who doesn't sin at all, or someone who sin. It's rather someone who, when they sin, run to God.
我提醒他，一个基督徒不是一个不犯罪或者犯罪的人，最重要的是他犯罪的时候，他要到神面前来。
And then he said to me, Pastor, I think in every person's heart is a lock.
他对我说，他说，我想，牧师，我想在每个人的心里面有一把锁。
Is a space where there's a lock on it.
这有一块空白的地方，在心里是有一把锁锁起来的。
And there's a lot of hurt people experience.
很多人有经过很多的痛苦。
He said to me,Growing up in Lynn, gangster have a lot of hurt.
在 Lynn 长大有很多这种黑社会的这种环境长大，有很多的伤害在心里。
And he said to me, with Buddhism and with God, Jesus, there's a big difference.
他说他觉得佛教跟耶稣有很大的区别。
He said, what can Buddha do to help these people, these kids who are hurting?
他说那个佛祖能够如何帮助这些受伤的孩子呢？
They can cry to Jesus, say, "Help me, Jesus."
这些孩子可以向耶稣呼求，求耶稣帮助他。
But Buddha said, "You know what? That's your karma."
那但是佛祖就会对那些受伤的孩子说，
He said to me,
这是你的命运。
He said to me, as someone growing up in Lynn in the ghetto, I feel this much hurt.What about all those young girls in Cambodia who have been forced into prostitution?
他说我在嫩长大我就经历了那么多的伤害，那那些在柬埔寨很小就被迫从做妓女的那些小女孩呢？
How can Buddhism help them? Cambodia is a Buddhist nation. How can Buddhism help them?
柬埔寨是一个佛教的国家，那这个佛教怎么帮助那些受害的人呢？
Buddha just say, this is your karma.
那个佛祖就会说这是你的命。
But Jesus said, remain in me, you'll bear much fruit.
耶稣说在我里面你就会结很多的果子。
If you look at your heart and you say what's in it, is it power, wealth, or is it love relationship with Jesus?
如果你看你的心里面，里面是什么呢？你心里面是权力和财富吗？还是一个跟神的亲密的关系。
Whatever it is, we can run to Jesus and remain in Him.
不管我们心里的是什么，我们是可以到他面前来。
For those of us who are sitting on the fence, who's not really inviting Jesus to be Lord over your life,
在我们当中可能还坐在篱笆上，不知道该不该请求神到我们来做我们的主的人呢？
I want you to know 2 Corinthians 5:17.
我希望你能读到哥林多后书
2 Corinthians 5:17.
第五章十七节。
I want you to know 2 Corinthians 5:14.
还有哥林多后书第五章十四节。
2 Corinthians 5:17 say that if we are in Christ, we are new creation. The old is gone.
十七节说，当我们在基督里，我们就是新造的人，旧事已经过去了。
You see, God is able to do a new work in us.
你看，神可以在我们生命中做新的工作。
God is able to do a new work in Moses.
神可以在摩西的生命做新的工作。
It is incredible.
这真的是很奇妙。
It's incredible. This great moment, Moses did not accept what he would have accepted. 40 years ago.
很奇妙，摩西在这重要的一刻中没有接受他40年前可能会接受的那一些东西。
It is amazing that at this great moment Moses would accept what he threw away, the great name of Egypt, the great position as a prince. He threw all that away because he wanted to free his people. He wanted to be their leader.
很奇妙，摩西在这一刻，抛弃了他以前牺牲这个埃及王子的地位所想要得到的以色列人的领导者，他在这一刻他却把这些都抛开了。
If you have been not spending time with God, if you have not been spending time with God,
如果你最近没有跟神在一起的
时候的话，if you not have been running to Him in prayer,
如果你没有到他面前来祷告的话，
Let me encourage you.
我想鼓励你。
Moses, God found him in the desert.
神在沙漠里找到了摩西。
He didn't want to serve God.
摩西当时不想侍奉神。
But God compelled him.
但是神真大大的
And as he spent time with God.
但是当摩西跟神在一起更多的时候，
As he sweat doing God's work.
当他流着汗干侍奉神的时候，
As he see God's power,
当摩西看到神的大能的时候，
As he know God's heart,
当他更多认识神的心的时候，
At this moment,
在这一刻，
He didn't want all that he would want 40 years ago.
他不再想要他40年前可能想要的东西。
He said, I don't need that wealth, I don't need that position, I don't need that power, I need you, I need to know you more.
他说我不想要那个权力地位和财富，我想要的是更多认识你。
Because you are worthy.
因为你是那配得的神。
Your name needs to be lifted high.
你的名需要被高举。
Your people need to be distinguished so that your name will be lifted high.
你的子民要应该被分别出来，让你的名得到荣耀。
Who did that for Moses?
谁为摩西做这些呢？
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告吧。
Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父，
help us to trust in you.
帮助我们来信靠你。
Help us to run to you.
帮助我们来到你面前。
God, your word tells us that our life is not just about doing things.
天父，你的话告诉我们，我们的生命不只是做这些做那些。
It's about knowing you.
是我们的生命是关于认识你。
It's not just about having things.
我们生命也不是关于拥有多少东西。
It's about knowing your glory.
是真的是应该关于真正认识你的荣耀。
Moses said, "Show us your glory. Show me your glory."
摩西说，请你让我看到你的荣耀。
Thank you, Lord, that Moses didn't want his own glory.
感谢主，摩西没有寻求自己的荣耀。
But he wants your glory.
他要寻求神的荣耀。
God, today may we trust that you're able to do that for each of us.
天父，求帮助我们今天可以相信你能够来帮助我们做到这一些。
May we trust that you are faithful to do that for each of us.
让给我们信心，让我们知道你的信实会帮助我们。
May we see that when you should have destroyed all the people, he said, I'm not going.
让我们看到你其实按理应该是把所有的以色列人都击杀了，但是你却说我不去。
And when Moses pleaded, you went with them at the price of Jesus.
当摩西再一步的请求的时候，你与他们同去。
Not at the price of Moses.
你同去，但是是为因着耶稣的代价，却不是因着摩西的代价。
Because he didn't qualify.
因为摩西真的是不够格。
We thank you that you love your people.
我们感谢你，你爱你的子民。
Are you able to help us?
而且你有能力帮助我们。
You're able to bring us to the core of our relationship with you.
你有能力帮助我们带到我们对你和你关系的核心中。
That you would be our love.
你成为我们生命中的最爱。
That you would be the apple of our eyes.
让你成为我们真的是心中的苹果。
God, I pray that this passage refresh each of us.
求主让我们读的这一段经文给我们的灵命带来苏醒。
Refresh us to have joy for our existence.
苏醒我们，让我们对为我们的存在而献上欢喜和祷告。
For the purpose of our being here right now.
为我们在这里聚会的目的。
For the purpose of our breathing.
为我们在可以在这里呼吸。
For the purpose of having life the next day.
为我们可以明天还可以存活的目的。
And all of this opportunity.
和所有的这一些机会。
To be your people.
成为你的人。
Distinguish.
成为你分别出来的子民。
From all the people on the face of the earth.
从这个世界与世界分别出来的人。
May your name be glorified.
求你的名得到荣耀。
Christ's name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.